You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In an attempt to reduce traffic accidents, the Denver City Council voted to lower the speed limit in residential areas from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. And they honestly think this will work, which I think is very cute.
It's not.
To change all the signs, it's going to cost about $1.5 million. And I'm sure those signs will work remarkably well.
I better slow down. I want to lobby our HOA or whatever we need to do to put some speed bumps on our street, because we're kind of on a curve and people come whipping around that and all the kids are, you know, out playing. And there's been talk of getting spike strips. So if any police officers are listening and you just have a few of those laying around, hit me up, all right?
Drop them off at Jeremy's neighborhood.
Hit me up.
My editorial comment is putting up signs won't do it, but self-driving cars might help.
Until they malfunction and do 75 through residential.
Doubt it. Somebody along those lines, the number of traffic fatalities in Colorado this year will be the highest in nearly 20 years. And it turns out the increase is largely fueled by a 15% increase in impaired driving. More than a third of all traffic deaths are caused by a drunk driver. That is beyond unacceptable. And I can say that as somebody who's had a family member killed by a drunk driver. My editorial comment on this is putting up more signs that say don't drink and drive obviously doesn't work, but self-driving cars might help. What else is trending, Jerry?
You funny. So
I'm
today,
for real. You know I'm right.
I have a buddy who never. I'm not going to get into it. Never mind. Let's move on.
It
has to do
you.
With the self-driving car and drinking, but I'm going to let it go.
I might have tiptoed a little too far in. So
I'm gonna let it go. Shout out to all the shorties today. Hoop hoop! National Short Girl Appreciation Day. They say that if you're a short girl, you have won the genetic lottery because, one, they always make cute shoes in smaller sizes, and your feet don't hang off the bed. And they say there's a lot of health benefits, I guess, associated with being vertically challenged, but whatever.
Well, what constitutes a short person, like for a woman? What, like under 5'6"?
That's a good question.
Six?
This story didn't give me a height.
I think... woman is 5'5" or 5'6".
So anything smaller than that,
women.
Today's your day. I'm sorry you can't buy the healthy cereals.
Oh.
Think about that.
The CDC says the average height among American women age 20 and up is 5'4".
Okay, so I guess 5'4" and under today.
What?
All right, so that's your day. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit ago. Today is the winter solstice, known as the longest night of the year, or the shortest day of the year, depending on your perspective. They say during the winter solstice, the sun will be at its lowest noontime point in the sky for the year. So it's a good day to go out and get a little selfie and take a photo of your shadow on the ground at noon today, because it's really, really long. And I also made a joke about that on my Facebook today. Like, guys, today's your day to go take a naughty picture and send it to your wife, because that shadow is going to look massive. So do that today and have some fun with your significant other. New member has joined the White House family. President Joe announced on Twitter yesterday a brand new puppy at the White House. They named it Commander. He posted on Twitter the quote, "Welcome to the White House, Commander," along with a photo of the new dog running around with a tennis ball. And then a picture of the dog cocking its leg on the Resolute desk. Huh. I'm making that last part up. I hope they keep him out of the Oval Office. It's another German Shepherd. Didn't they learn their lesson with the other two that they had there that they had to get rid of because they were attacking people?
Really?
There was a couple, there was a couple instances where they attacked Secret Service agents, I guess. So they had to get rid of them.
My goodness.
I know.
You know, naming the dog Commander is actually probably spot on, because anybody who owns a dog knows that they run your life anyway.
Hey, there you go. Hey, listen to this. Imagine being this famous, Dom. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were out on a little date night. They enjoyed a movie and ended up dining out at some really fancy schmancy restaurant. But to get in and out of these locations, they had to use body doubles. Their body doubles were on hand to make their way to and from these locations, because both locations somehow were alerted on Twitter that they were coming, And so they were swarmed by fans and photographers. So they used body doubles to go in one entrance. All the paparazzi chased the doubles while Pete and Kim snuck in a back way. This is some high-level presidential stuff right there.
Sure is.
Man.
You know what? And really, honestly, I mean, if you're a woman, being picked to be a body double for Kim Kardashian would be quite the compliment. But if you're a guy and you're picked to be the double for Pete Davidson.
Cracked-out dude.
Don't put that on your resume.
They said that a security detail also had to visit both locations, the restaurant and the movie theater, a day before they even showed up, just to scan the lay of the land for security. That's insane.
Can you imagine if you want to go to a movie and you've got to send security details out the day before?
This is so nutty. This is a super sad story. The end is very near for Kmart. Kmart's last brick-and-mortar store in California just closed, dropping the company down to just 6 stores left. At its peak, they had 2,500 stores all around the country, and Kmarts were the Walmarts and Targets back in the day. It was like the place to get all your bargain shopping
specials,
done.
Man.
The Blue Light Special, man. I remember going to Kmart so much and hearing that announcement and then the light on the ceiling going crazy. And as a little kid, you're like, this is the greatest store ever. And the siren was going. And
there are only 6, huh?
6 left, man. And those will be, I'm sure, gone by next year.
I wonder
COVID
if they'll do like. I wonder if it'll end up like Blockbuster, where just one remains and they keep it going just
That'd
to
be
keep
cool.
that one.
That'd be pretty cool, man. And then, real quick, a new poll has found that fewer people are doing New Year's resolutions than they were last year. Only 44% of Americans say they're going to make a resolution this year, down from 50% a year ago. Basically because the success rate is pretty darn low on all this stuff. And people are just like, why bother? I'm not even going to do it. And especially with the Omicron variant popping up again, it's like, who knows what next year is going to bring. So people are just bowing out. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a video making its way around the interwebs. It's a Wisconsin family. They've been leaving out those little snack baskets for the delivery drivers, which we do.
Yeah,
do
sure.
that. That's a good thing to do. Anyway, one UPS guy with a really good singing voice was so happy he launched into an impromptu song about Nature Valley granola bars and Powerade. And he's actually a really, really good singer, and it was captured on their doorbell cam. So check out the video. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.